Hi, I am Coach Emilio. Welcome to the Escuela del Sur. If you are a sports coach, do you want to find more freedom in your decisions and opportunities and find solutions in the day-to-day work of your profession? This podcast is for you. I will tell you from my experience as a coach in Dubai and interviews with coaches around the world, the habits, techniques, valuable background, and tools that can guide you and give you more results with less effort. I invite you to give your coaching career more possibilities and confidence in the competitive world of sport. Listen to our episode to get ideas to optimize your professional profile with continuous improvement, so you can get more results, improving your quality of life along with your profession and your passion. We start.
The thing is, you didn't was limited about don't have the equipment. You find a way to develop the skills, but
right.
With the creativity, no? It's like the creativity in the safe way. Like, okay, teamwork. Everyone pull, main strength conditioning, have the mat above.
Right. Yeah. Even you can imagine, maybe other coaches will hear me. And when I see African gymnastics, then how do you see maybe and African
gymnastics
on the ground without mat? Uganda, yeah. When I started also, I didn't have vault, like new version vault, new option vault. Because new vault before been longer one, as you know, longer one. Before 1999 and 2000 Olympics, it starts like safety one, as you see, wide and the longer safety, more bouncy. So, but I didn't have this kind of world. So, but in Baku, in capital, they had. So I saw how my boys will be competing with them if I have not. The federation told me, patient, we will buy. After 1 year, they bow for me. But before what I did it, so for mats, I put a springboard. Two springboards, one on the floor, other one on the mat. It's also like degree, 15 degree, you know, like springboard. So I put it like that and remove it two springs to make more softer bump. And then I started, instead of regular vault, I changed it for springboards. It started from that. So it's working very well. I teach them on the Zug, front hand spring, front tuck, and other elements. So yeah. And for floor, yeah, I started also without springs, like put it mats, soft mats, I jump it on. And then when the federation gave me tumbling, then yeah, we started to do it more difficult element. But before I started also like that. So safety, yeah, safety. And I learned it with my kids. They also like a lot of kids I had there and I could grow up this team was among parents. They also like it. Even the new kids came to my group as they asked me, could you take him to gymnastics? I see he has short legs, little bit crooked legs, short arms. I said, better to go to and the power lifting and he will be more resultative because his strong legs short in gymnastics will be hard for him. Pommel horse, you know, short arms, short legs will be so hard. So they liked me for that. So they said, we're giving money for you, but you saying no. They like, they respect it more because if you want to come for fun, it's okay. But so I'm working for professional gymnastics. So for competition gymnastics, yeah, also fun, yeah. So.
Great. In what point start this is courses? You start to study the cutoff point and you became a judge for the federation and international judge?
From, again, I, when I was in the, no, like first judging courses, our federation, you know, is started, our federation from 2003, yeah, they started. So 2006, they sent me to judges courses first, and judges course I got first category 4 because I didn't have international FIG. First they giving 4, and next time I got it, next course I got it category 3 and then category 2. But actually I got category first, but because there was international courses that category first, they're giving only intercontinental courses. So you must go like after each Olympic Games, they first start in intercontinental. So you must go there to get category first, even if you have even 88% and up. So, but it's category two also is fine with World Championship, European or competition judging. And also same time, coaching competitions with my boys.
Who help you coaching gymnastics with the knowledge of the code of point? Why do you think was this strategy of be a judge but also coaching?
When I was in the like a gymnast athlete, I always ask it my coach, which one is this element? He said B. Which one this element is C? This one is two connections CC plus one bonus. Okay, this one always I ask it. He answered, but he didn't give us book. You know, I wouldn't ask him, and I would better to show, take it and watch, choose this. So I always ask it him, but I didn't know there is a code of points book. I didn't ask him. I don't know. Even I shy for him to ask what is the book, because we really keep it distant with coach, not too much open questions. Also, if he said like that, it means like that. So maybe. So now it's not like open more, like with my own students. So I opened them more. I told them, ask if you don't understand, ask more. I will explain you 1,000 times. You have to guard it. What about we're talking? You have a lot of imagination, you have total, and then you have to know all details in the what judges demand from us, because all our hard work just for 1 minute performance for judges. You know,
it's only one time.
Yeah, exactly. Coaches have to know rules. It's so important. It's a big point. Because most of coaches, until now, even Olympic coaches, I saw many, many, many world level coaches, they're making more biggest mistakes. And like, because they're working hard, but built to routine, judges, coaches have to be more good way tricky, because this is fighting between judges and between coaches. It's like judges, they are hunters. Coaches like a sacrifice. Like coaches have to know rules, because one small mistake can broke the whole career. So it's really, really big points. Because judges, they must find execution, deduction. They are like angry birds, you know. They are always looking for something to find. They have not two eyes, they have four eyes. If you're a judge, you cannot find mistakes, it means you are not judged. Even in the World Championship, I see in the final, so for example, I deduction 0.5, so they deduct 8.85. So I'm looking for where, watching again. It's so like judges are really, really like aggressive, you know, that can take a lot of deduction from you, but they will find. So that the coaches have to be more practice for building a routine. For example, some of coaches, they want to give him the high difficult, but he has to know the athletes better, because he's growing with him, and it's so hard to end of the routine for juniors, front uprise and double front tuck, because end of the routine he tired. So now it's not good for him to give this element, because he failing and not enough power. Plus, coaches also like long muscles, long arms, long legs, or short arms, short legs, and they are specific for rings. And the long arms, long legs, most of them on the pommel horse, they have long arms sitting on the pommel, highest positions. But short arms, you cannot see rings champions on the pommel horse champions. So seldom you can see them. Alberto Zanetti and Ibrahim Cholak, you can see them. Them big arms like head.
Yeah.
Bicep.
They are like bulldogs, like very strong. Yeah,
part of the body is
and
bigger.
Short. It's like a legs triangle inverse.
They can balance on the Maltese or cross. You can, because upside of body is bigger.
It's just low
side. Sure. So they can control on the rings is a static element they make it go. But for high bar and pommel horse, usually like little bit slim, most of them slim, and they can show good position on the pommel horse, high body. And you can see on the pommel horse champions, the high bar, most of them, they slim, like arms, not like in the rings guys. So this kind of, we will talk about these coaches and the judges. Right, I coached my boys, my students to know judges rules better. Most of them, they know better than coaches in other gym, because they always something they're looking for. When they build, they're always watching a lot of A elements, a lot of B elements. They're choosing which one I can, which one I can't. It's really good helping them. So instead of this element, you're supposed to instead that element, but all groups have to be there. So like four groups now. So you must do each group, they're giving you 0.5. So they know that this one code of points by heart. There's like 1,000 maybe elements there, the total, I mean. And most of them know by heart, you know this element. Even they coming to competition, you judge it. Each other, they judge it. Other guys of Discord is faster. Immediately they tell them it's very good. They grow it so fast. Maybe someday you will talk with my student Mugat Agarzaev. He's World Cup champion. I started with him from 5 years old when he's so little boy, and I worked with him 8 years. When I went to Italy, I went to Azerbaijan and invitation to Italy, and he were in the national team, and now recently finished his career. Maybe he will tell a lot about my coaching career when I will, because sometimes he tells me something I don't remember that. But he, coach, you did like this, you did like that, you did like this, you told like this. You're always singing some music when you're singing, when you sing some music song. And he told me a lot, like I'm singing, but I'm not thinking about myself. But they saw me. Coach, you're thinking, like when you're thinking. So gymnastics is really is part of our life.
Is the connection between you and your gymnast is something very special, because it's like you are connected. Imagine he's in the routine. He remember what you explain about the code of point or the element, and it's incredible how you make 8 years together. Like, a lot time you so grow these kids.
Right.
It's amazing. So look, now I have another question. In one part of your life, you left Azerbaijan and you go around, because the end of the trip now is in Dubai, but you was in Italy, you was in US. We will go to US because we have a lot to talk about US. But let's start with Italy. How, in what place you was there in Italy, like a coach? How's the
They invite.
system? How is the culture there, the gymnastic culture in Italy?
Oh, Italy, it's really so friendly. All of them were so friendly. Coaches also from other countries. And I also there working with the girls program and the boys program. Also, I work with adults with which one is a skydiving. They're jumping from the airplane. They're keeping hands, like they're making figure. So I worked with them on the trampoline and some exercises for coordination, flipping, acrobatics parts. But I made an exercise. I said, did you before jump it from airplane, or did you do this exercise? I said, no, but I know how to make it, but I never jump. I said, oh, someday we will jump. But
In
I
Dubai,
left
you
with
can
the,
jump on the Palm Jumeirah.
yeah, from Dubai. Yeah. But they have team there. So like, yeah, guys are keeping hands, they're making figure when still they're falling,
Wow.
they make figure. So I'm working with them, tell us also experience. So yeah, and unfortunately, after 1 year, all of them, we many kids was there. So unfortunately, they closed clubs, not closed clubs, it's now until now they have, but they closed gym. So they relocate the gym to another place and this particular time, but I got invitation from US. But I'm so missed now for Italy, for US also. All of them, they gave me experience. and the culture, people, how they so friendly. Parents also invited me to home, birthdays, parties, something, always in so friendly. Italy so friendly. American same. They're always also friendly. They're giving gifts. That's like here, like the parents, you know, they see results, they see, they like, you like kids, you're growing up with them, you're so coaching plus you're friendly, you're like balance between them, right? So trustable, this is the first, which one is kids, they like trustable and the coach, and anytime you can catch him, you will not allow him to fall. Because and try to maximum to make a safety the first, and the, each element when they're learning plus and they want to learn a difficult elements with fun, trustable, confidence, like coaches, you know, this is big points. And if you want to be professional coach, you should be more flexible. And of course, practicing. I can recommend for them more help. If even not correct, if not correct, if don't give up. Continue different ways and to help them to grow up elements.
Yeah, later we will ask you about the advices for the coaches, because this one you say was so beautiful about and make the kids trust you and have the safe idea of the coach will catch me or the coach will be there for me. Right. So what city was in Italy? Pesaro.
Pesaro.
Oh, Pesaro.
Pesaro, yeah, close to Bologna.
Ma tu parli italiano.
Io parlavo italiano poco.
Parlavo italiano un po', ok. So was Pesaro. And in this point in Italy, someone told you about this American dream in US. Who was this? What place was in US? What city?
State of Texas. I started from state of Texas and city of Plano and McKinney and this era. And Valerie Lukin's gene, Voga, is in the Texas, is in the Plano. So Fort Worth, but it's so close, like 10-15 minutes from Didi. But a lot of gyms in that era, really, really, really so hard to be regional champion or state champion, because it's really a lot of participants among them, compulsory, optional. I love American program, amazing program, really amazing USAG program, because in America, they are program NCAA, artistic gymnastic, not rhythmic, but artistic gymnastics is included with NCAA program, like freestyle, wrestling, diving, and American baseball, basketball, the NCAA program. But some of sports, they're not including to NCAA, like karate, like judo. They're not included, but some of sports, but artistic gymnastics in to this program, so that parents, you can get scholarship from gymnastics on the what I counted other sports. You can get scholarship. You can get scholarship if you're in the highest level, first division and second division. They give 50% scholarship. So it's really amazing for parents. They're giving more money to pay for kids to get the scholarship, because scholarship is really so expensive and in the America universities, you know. But with gymnastic, you have chance to get it if you have not knowledge, but you have result in gymnastics. So knowledge you will get in university after when you will pass, because they're starting to like entering you all university from level 9. As they see you, so your result, your state, your regional competition, national competition, you see your all-around result. Of course, they invited you like Oklahoma University, Alabama, other American universities, so famous universities. You can see a national NCAA competition, the houses supporting each other. Ah, come on, you got it, la, 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 la. Finish up like this, so, I like it, this. In America, I was in the national championships and with my two boys, level 10. One of them won and looking invitational floor. and the other one also pommel horse bronze. So they, I was with two boys, and there was optional. I was with them, I built it for them routine and all round apparatus. So judging knowledges helped me more for build that. Just for coaches will be not enough, because USCHG program is close to FIG, but they have some allowance, and the USAG program is a little bit bonuses. Some bonuses they allowed, other one is not. Judging knowledge has helped me more. Plus, I passed exam in 2014, and for USAG, I judged also became invitational state competitions and regionals also as a judge and as a coach. So I like it. They gave me a lot. All of them friendly, all coaches, all judges. They're so professional. Maybe last time I told you, one judge can judge three options he can make same time. I learned it from there. Usually have to be separate. Usually see four judges. You can see in the competition, E score judges separate, D score judges separate, supervisor judges separate. They separate from each other. They're not sitting closer. They don't see each other. They have screen and camera. If you will watch left or right, out.
That and US is, was all one.
But in the USA, maybe for money, because if two judges, they have to pay for two judges because they're counting per minutes. Last time I charged 2 hours, they paid me $2, 14 cents for 1 minute. So they give me check like 200. Wow. For some hours, it's very good, $100. So to be judged, it's really benefit, because competition Saturday and Sunday, it's always competition because no school. Saturday and Sunday, no school. So all competition Saturday and Sunday. So I could judge there. But some of them, for clubs, which are in regional or state, which one owner of the club, owner of the competition, they have to pay. If more judges, more pay. Less judges, less pay. Just for, so that they make it like.
And well, the episode has come to an amazing end. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you next time on the podcast for Coaches of the World, Escuela del Sur. Don't forget to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and check out all the episodes available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, LinkedIn, and YouTube as Escuela del Sur. See you next time!